And it's called the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm gonna preach on the gift that keeps on giving. Amen. Ask your neighbor, say, do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Somebody just lied to you, but it's all right, because before they leave here, they can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He's the gift that never runs out. He's the gift that reinvents himself amongst every age. He's the helper. He's the comforter. He's the keeper. He's the rock. Hey, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, yes, Lord, I don't want to get too happy right there. But he's the gift that keeps on giving. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, yes, Lord. John 14 and 26. He keeps on giving. John 14 and 26. There's about to be an outpour of the Holy Ghost in this room today. And some of you are going to speak with new tongues. Some of you are going to be activated in faith. Some of you are about to go to the next dimension in the spirit. Somebody say, Lord, I receive the outpour. Yes, Lord. The Lord spoke to me. He said that most of your warfare is because you're proclaiming a power that you don't know how to use. Most of your warfare is because you shout and dance, but come Monday, you are back defeated. Not that you have to be, but you've been endowed with something that you don't know how to use. You've been giving something that you don't know how to exercise. But the Lord said today there's about to be a fresh outpour of the Holy Ghost. So I had to go and let you praise him a little bit. And some of you still didn't want to do that. But that's okay, because God is about to do something in this room in about the next 30 minutes. And it's about to shift your life forever. We are in the holiday season. And most people are focused on what they don't have and what they do have and what they're going to get and what they're going to give, etc. But the Lord told me that... y'all, the prophetic anointing is so real. I mean, there's some things I prophesied this year, and I'm looking like, God, it happened just like you said it would. You know, sometimes you hear words, and you don't think that you're going to be the partaker of it. You hear, you know, the Lord saying, calamity is coming. And then when you look at your life and everything is in the whirlwind, you're like, okay, God, you did that, I guess. But the prophetic anointing is so real. And oftentimes in prophetic houses, we hear the prophetic, but we don't adhere to the prophetic. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that they wanted to buy a home. And they was like, you know, I could go and buy a home, and my rent will, you know, what they pay for rent now, their mortgage would be much cheaper. And so I said, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. And that person reminded me. They said, I would buy a home next year, but you gave the prophetic word and said, don't make any major moves or any major purchases, if you don't have to, until 2027. How many of you remember that word? Now, if you're getting put out, you got the moves. Somebody say amen. So don't be no fool to my pastor said don't move and you sleeping in your car. Amen. your car didn't broke down and you tell my pastor said don't make no baby go get you a vehicle. Amen. But sometimes we do things out of boredom. Sometimes we do things being a busybody. And sometimes God will put you in a situation, or he'll just have you in a place in your life where he's like, don't move. Stay right there. And that really encouraged me, because sometimes I need to be reminded of the words that I put out. Amen. The words that I release. And so they said, well, I want to buy a house, but you said don't make any major moves or purchases if it's not necessary. And You must listen to the word of the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, the be clause of that, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be what? Established. Come on, Bible readers. But then it also says, believe his prophet. And what does it say? You're going to prosper. Amen. And sometimes we don't like to wait on the manifestation of the word. And so we just do what is comfortable. Amen. And sometimes we move out of our flesh. But if you believe in the Lord your God, the Bible says you will be what? Established. Amen. But it's one thing to be established, but it's another thing to live in the realm of prosperity. Some people are established in life, but they don't have no peace. Somebody say, I know you're talking right. Some people can go and swipe their card and they don't have to call and check a balance. But guess what? Their physical body has been under attack. But I'm believing that the saints are about to live in a realm called prosperity. How many of you believe that? I believe that there's a realm where there is no lack in your mind. There's no lack in your money. Who am I talking to in here? I believe that God is about to take us to the place of Goshen. And if you read my God in the Old Testament when they were in famine, there was still blessings happening in the place called Goshen. And I decree to every person in this room that while everybody else is going under, the saints are about to be on top. I decree that while people are losing houses, somebody gonna give us houses that we did not build. And I know you may not believe that, but I'm telling you right now, in 2026, there are some things that's gonna be given to you. Oh my God, I just heard that. There's some things you're not gonna need a down payment for. There's some things you're not gonna need a security deposit for. God is going to touch the heart of the powers that be to break the yoke of poverty. God is about to touch the heart of the powers that be to push your application through. If you believe it, open up your mouth and shout into the room. Oh, if you believe it, I believe it. I'm believing God for millions. I'm believing God for major. I'm believing God for mega. I'm believing God that every untapped mantle, it belongs to me. Somebody say major. It's coming to me. I believe that. Slap somebody and say it is so. Oh, you better come on up in your faith. Oh, you better come on up in your mind. You better come on up in your belief and believe God. It is so in Jesus' name. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. There are some things that's about to be given to you. For seeds that you sowed in prior seasons. Sometimes we leave people, places and situations, and you feel like you wasted your time. Look at somebody and say, in God, there is no time wasted. Somebody didn't believe that. Tell them, say, in God, there is no time wasted. Come on, tell somebody like you believe it. Say, in God, there is no time wasted. I know you left that marriage. I know you left that relationship. I know you left that job. I know you left that church. But in God, there is no time wasted. Oh yeah, you will see a harvest for the former seeds you sowed. I believe God. Amen. John 14 and 26. John, in God, there is no time wasted. Come out of that grief. Come out of that resentment. Come out of that regret. In God, there is no time wasted. No time wasted. Somebody say, no time wasted. Somebody type on YouTube, no time wasted. Somebody type on Facebook, no time wasted. The Bible says, John 14 and 26. But the Comforter, but the Comforter, Amen. I'm gonna tell y'all when y'all can go back out. But the Comforter. But the Comforter. Says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. I like this version, but the helper. Woo! But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and will bring Shati Obaha. Woo, my God. He will teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. The gift that keeps on giving. I want to talk to you a few minutes. Let's go to verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, but give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to tarry for it. He just want to give it to you. If you ask him for it, he'll fill you right now. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. If you knock on the door, that door shall be opened. The power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost did not just show up. The Holy Ghost was prophesied. The fullness of the endowment of the Spirit of God was the manifestation of prophecy. God, Jesus, rather, Jesus shared with the apostles in so many words, you don't have to be sad. Because I'm going to do more for you in the spirit than I ever could in my physical body. And so while we caught up and who got a boo, who ain't got a boo, some of us don't have matching PJs this year. But there is a gift. There is a helper. There is a comforter. There's a heart fixer. There's a mind regulator. Somebody say, and he is the Holy Ghost. Okay, y'all. Okay. 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 The power of the Holy Ghost. If we look in scripture, we see that men and women in the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, they had to... Y'all, this is type of message, so forgive him. But we see in the Old Testament where the Holy Ghost came upon them. But we also see in the New Covenant where the Holy Ghost is in us. Somebody say, he's within me. He's within me. He's within me. And so a lot of times in our Pentecostal charismatic circles, we brag on the power of the Holy Ghost, but we don't exercise that power. God gave us the Holy Ghost because he knew that there would be hostility between you and the kingdom of darkness. And the only way that you can overcome the kingdom of darkness, you need a greater power within. Do I have a witness in here? Darius, sit down. Aisha, hush. Dr. White, take a seat. So that I can finish what I'm trying to finish. Security got a praise. us today. We sorry. I need to prophesy today. I need to prophesy, but I don't want us to get lost in that. Let me tell you something. The power of the Holy Ghost is real. Hear me. I need to put this in your spirit, because some of you, you know how to have a good time, but you don't know how to exercise your power. Some of us know we gonna have knockout, drag out church, but you gotta know how to exercise. What you feel right now is adrenaline, it's anointing, it's power, but you gotta know how to exercise it even when you don't feel it. You got to learn how to get the victory over your mind, your money, your body, your relationships, even when you're not in an adrenaline rush. Right now, we have a spiritual high, and we're going to ascend from this, I promise. But hear me. The Holy Ghost is a gift that was prophesied to the believers. Hear me. We speak in tongues, but some of you speak in tongues but your mind is full of torment. Hear me. There are tongues, but he's also a comforter. Hear me. We shout and dance, but he will help you. Somebody say, he'll help me. Listen, the same Holy Ghost that you feel right now is the same spirit that will teach you how to get out of poverty. Hear me. Hear me. The same power that we feel right now, he will teach you how to take better care of your temple. Somebody say, the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a spirit that lives within the believer. Some of you got it and you don't even know how to use it. Some of you got it and you don't know his dealings with you. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Somebody say, he's a helper. Come on, say it again. Say, he's a helper. Come on, say it one more time. Say, he's a helper. For the last time, he's the helper. Watch this. Not only is he a helper, but he's an advocate for the believer. The Holy Ghost is your advocate. Do you hear me today? The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling. It's a spirit that works through, that works with, and that goes beyond your human limitations. We have been given a gift, hear me, that sets us apart from the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We've been given somebody say, I've got something. You have a spirit living on the inside of you. I was reading, I believe, Elon Musk is now worth $700 billion. $3 more billion and he'll be a trillionaire. But I have something that he don't have. Y'all can't even, you can't even fathom that. You have something that Elon Musk doesn't have, and that's a greater power within. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost. It's not just limited to a feeling. He's an advocate. He's a comforter. He's a helper. He's a teacher. A lot of times when people hear me, they say, what seminary have you been to? The School of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm an advocate for seminary. I'm an advocate for education. But there are some things that only the Holy Ghost can reveal to you. Do you hear me? Folks like Harriet Tubman, don't y'all know she led those people out of slavery by the Spirit through visions. God gave her signs through the stars. That's another teaching for another day, because y'all demonize everything that you don't know anything about. But God spoke to her. She couldn't read no map. I don't even know if they didn't even have maps back then. And if they did, they weren't available to us. The Holy Ghost showed her how to get out of that oppression. That same power lives on the inside of you. People like Madam C.J. Walker invented something. You know, watch this. Most inventions that we have, in our textbooks, they told us that white men invented them. But most of these inventions we came up with. But they had to put a white face with it for it to sell. Y'all don't hear me in here. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives you the power to create. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost would give you a divine intelligence. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I'll never forget the other day I was doing something and the Holy Ghost told me to do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes, watch this, it's easy to miss the Holy Ghost because sometimes you think it's your thoughts. Watch this. That was a sign to me. I did it, but I hesitated. That was a sign to me. You ain't been in prayer and supplication with them like you should. Because when you're in consistent prayer and supplication, when he speaks, there's an automatic knowing. Turn it down. Turn it down for me. When he speaks, is that me? I don't know what it is. I can hear. Okay, you turn it down. Listen to this. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Are you hearing me? Most of you are living beneath your privileges because you ignore the divine spirit. Watch this. And the Holy Ghost don't always speak to you. Thus said the Lord thy God. Listen, sometimes the voice of the Holy Ghost will sound like somebody that you admire, because the Lord knows their influence that they have with you. Are you hearing me? Sometimes the Holy Ghost, my God, may you become acquainted with the dealings of the Holy Ghost in this season of your life. Some of you don't think God is speaking, but he speaks to you every day. But do you listen to the Holy Ghost? He's a helper. He's an advocate. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's a teacher. Somebody say the power of the Holy Ghost. What is something that you've tried to do and you struggled only because you did not consult the Lord? I'm telling you, most of your struggles in life are because you're trying to be your Holy Ghost. Most of the things that you'll face in life, it don't even have to be that hard. But some of you stubborn and you won't allow God to be God in you. Are you hearing me? He's a teacher. He's a helper. He's a comforter. We limit the Holy Ghost to, and all of that is amazing. But what is that if you don't yield your members to the Holy Ghost? What is that if you don't yield your mind to the Holy Ghost? God knew that you could not live this life. Listen to me. Somebody say, the Holy Ghost is my advantage. Come on, say it like you believe it. Say, the Holy Ghost is my advantage. Say it one more time. Say, the Holy Ghost is my advantage. Say this. Say, the Holy Ghost is my peace. He's your peace. I ain't never seen so many believers that don't have peace. Uh-oh. Well, how do I know? Some of you, I know you don't have no peace. Because you wear it. You wear your torment like a garment. I can tell what some of you been going through. You ain't got no praise. Somebody say, touch your neighbor. I don't feel like touching my neighbor. Watch this. But when you allow the Holy Ghost to be the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the teacher, in the midst of chaos, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace is not predicated upon things. Peace cannot even be determined according to people. Peace is a supernatural. Do you hear me? Somebody say, peace is supernatural. Watch this. Peace can only come by way of the Holy Ghost. Peace is not saying, I even know how it's all going to play out. Peace is, as long as God is God, everything is going to be all right. Look at somebody and say, everything going to be all right. Come on, say, you have the gift that keeps on giving. And it's the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. Some of your Holy Ghost is so inactive until it don't make no sense. It's there, but you don't talk to him. You have no devotion life. Listen, the avoidance or the absence of devotion is the presence of oppression. You are only oppressed because you don't know how to take what's bothering you to the altar. You are only oppressed because you don't know how to properly war in the spirit. Look at somebody and say, you got to war for your life. You have to war for your prophecy. But you can only do that by way of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my best friend. You want to know why? Because he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. And I don't have to worry about. See, everybody has a best friend. you tell this person something. The other day, I was with Pastor E, and a conversation came before me. I said, this person said X, Y, and Z. She said, oh, my God. She said, what made you say that? I said, I don't know. I just heard it. I said, if people really knew how the Holy Ghost worked, you will be careful what you say. You will be careful the thoughts that you think. You will be careful of your motive, because the Holy Ghost is also a revealer of all truth. I said, X, Y, and Z. And she said, Mother, I pray. I said, you can do whatever, but I'm telling you what I know, because the Holy Ghost told me. See, there's a realm that you can get to in God when the Lord will not allow anything to be hidden from you. Watch this. But at the same time, it's a character test. Can you hear their thoughts about you and still love them unconditionally? Can you hear what they said on the phone? And because you didn't physically hear it, they think you don't know. It's a test of character. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost will take you up in the spirit and show you everything you need to know. Watch this. And y'all got to be careful. The Bible talks about being wise as a serpent and humble as a dove. Some of y'all, the Lord show you something. I know what you said about me. Foolish. You never let a snake know that you've heard their hiss. I'm going to give you that for free. Because once a snake feels uncovered, they manifest. So sometimes you got to know what you know, but you got to pass the love test. The Holy Ghost will perfect your love walk. Do you hear me? Because if there's danger, the Lord will let you see it. But how are you going to respond to what the divine have shown you? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Y'all got to mature in God. My God, I love your name. You've got to mature. Let me tell you something. God is my best friend. I ain't got to go searching. What you know about this? Oh, no, no, no. I ask the Lord and he tell me what I need to know. Who told you that? The Holy Ghost. Elder, when did we become ashamed to say the Holy Ghost showed me that? The Holy Ghost told me that. I know that because I've been spending time with the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? Well, I don't know. I just felt it. The Holy Ghost showed me. See, watch this. Because the more you acknowledge him, the more he makes his presence known in your life. I just gave you something for free. Some of you don't acknowledge the Lord, and that's why you don't know his dealings. But the more you acknowledge him, he becomes more real. God showed me that. Y'all be, well, I don't know. I just feel like, no, the Lord showed me X, Y, and Z. And see, when the Lord show you something, I ain't got to ask you no questions because I already know the truth. He revealed it. Are you hearing me? Why y'all be confronting folks that lie? A liar is going to do what? A liar will be crying and lying at the same time. Yeah, yeah, okay. You ever seen somebody just cry and you lie? But the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a discerner of spirits. I ain't finna talk to no demon. Come out or shut up. Why are you arguing with demons? Why are you arguing with somebody rejection? I remember one time, it's so funny. One time I'm talking to Pastor E. And she said, you know what, Mother? I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but that is such and such and such and such and such talking right now. And because I know that, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but can we just change the subject? And in my mind, how dare you say this? But guess what? I taught her that. When there's another spirit at work, stop talking to folks' rejection. Because nothing that you say is going to change their mind about how they feel. So now you done wasted your time. But the Holy Ghost will say, okay, this is what's at work. This is what you're dealing with. Do this. Don't do this. Create this boundary. Why do y'all tell people that you're creating boundaries with them? Well, that's fine. I'm just finna create a boundary. That's not smart. Because now people feel cut off unofficially. And so now they're going to go over into manipulation or whatever to feel like they still have a level of access to your life. Hear me. One of the reasons why I'm talking about this today is because one of the greatest distractions of the believer will always be another person. Your distraction is not sex and drugs. Well, maybe. But guess what? Even if it's the latter, it's through a person. Some of people's greatest addictions, they were introduced to them by another individual. Y'all see Whitney Houston. The brother that introduced her to cocaine, he's still living. That man saved and loving God with a big mansion in Alpharetta. And Whitney dead. See? The enemy will use a person to introduce you to a bondage. And they'll get out and you still struggling. How you start watching porn? Because somebody first, either one of your little cousins told you about it, one of your friends told you about it, and you got addicted to it. Are you hearing me? But the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. If you got the Holy Ghost and you're addicted to anything, it's not that you don't have the power not to be addicted. You love your bondage. Talk to me in here. You love your bondage. You can be free because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Look at somebody and say, you love your bondage. Quit playing. And when you love your bondage, I don't care how many people pray for you, you're going to go back to it every time because you have befriended the demonic that wants to destroy your life. Some of y'all have become friends with demons. But the Holy Ghost. Does anybody still believe that God is a deliverer? Does anybody still believe that God sets free? Does anybody believe that the power of the Holy Ghost can snatch the taste out of your mouth? I believe that we are about to see God's power of deliverance. I believe that we, y'all don't want to talk to me, but I believe that we are about to see people come in one way. I know people been playing church, but there is still a power. There is still an anointing that lives on the inside of the believer to set the captive free. To set the captive free. Go to somebody and say, he set the captive free. Come on, tell somebody, he set the captive free. If you believe it, I want you to type online, Jesus still set the captive free. He still set the captive free. He still delivers. He still makes ways. He still can snatch the bottle out of your head. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. In the name of grace, we have become friends with our enemy. In the name of grace, we have become besties with the thing that the enemy sent to you to destroy your life. I still believe in deliverance. You don't have to be bound by anything. And if you're still doing it and it's controlling you, Paul said, I can do anything and I'll be mastered by nothing. If you're being mastered by anything, that's because you've fallen in love with your bondage. Prophets in love with bondage. Evangelists in love with bondage. Pastors in love with bondage. But since when did the Holy Ghost not be enough? When? Amen. We doping ourselves up with everything but supplication with Christ. But it's because we're trying to be so normal. I was telling somebody today, if you look at childhood proteges, people that became famous young, they are addicted, mentally ill, a whole lot of stuff. Why? Because they got introduced to a world too soon. And their brain was not mature enough to decipher light from darkness. We have a lot of childlike proteges in the body of Christ. Some of you started preaching when you was 8. Why? Why did you start preaching at 8 years old? You had nothing to say at 8 years old. I'm not saying you weren't called, but you didn't need to be preaching. People 19 talking about, Doc, I'm in full-time ministry. Why? Why aren't you in school or starting a business? Why aren't you living your life? Watch this. And so many of us, I had my season, been there, done that, can write a book about it. So many of us, especially when you raised traditional, you act old before you old. You dressing old before you old. You talking old before you old. Because that's what we thought holiness and sanctification was. But then when you start getting 25 and 30, 35 and 40, all that childlike lust and stuff you missed out on, it's going to come up. It's going to manifest. It is. And so what happens is that people feel like because they missed out when they were children, because we was in church and we was in YPWW and we was going to convocation and we was at church on Tuesday nights and then Wednesday nights and then Friday nights and then Saturday nights, and we was in church all the time. So church babies feel like they missed out on life. And so that's why the first time you get the blunt, you addicted. The first time you drink some Hennessy, you can't put it down. The first time you go to a lounge, you can't stop going. But guess what, y'all? That's not an excuse anymore. All that sin you've been doing, listen, you didn't got it out your system. Quit lying to yourself. You didn't been drunk enough. You didn't got that out of your system. Come on up out of that. You didn't had enough sex, and when you woke up, you didn't even remember who you was laying with last night. You didn't been there. Come out of that. Come out of it. What happened to you as a child, you couldn't control. But healing, restoration, and deliverance is your responsibility. You ought to get sick and tired of bondage. You ought to get sick and tired of it. And everybody's bondage look the same. Can't nobody talk about nobody. Somebody else may be 600 pounds. Somebody else may be addicted to something else. We all need the same God. Oh, but deliverance is the children's bread. Well, I struggle with anger. And people don't need to test me. No, you need to get delivered. Because ain't nobody finna walk on eggshells so that you don't blow up the place. Look at somebody and say, get delivered. Deliverance is a children's bread. The Holy Ghost is your advocate. He wants you free. He wants you delivered. He wants you to live the God kind of life. Well, I missed out on my childhood. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Watch this. Some deliverance is not comfort in a bucket. Some deliverance has come with maturity. Do you hear me? Things I wanted at 25 are no longer of interest after 35. It's called maturity. Do you hear me? Everybody lift up your hands. Everybody that got to hold it, my son. Hey, my son. Carlos said, Telebe Kakaba, your soul. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You are our Father, and you know all about us today.